Welcome to episode 373 of Spring and Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our finally week in Geek. This week, Hammer has decided to grace us with his presence. Thank you for that.
I love you, buddy. I got to see you twice this week.
Yeah, back-to-back days even.
I know.
So we won't be here next week because I'm sure Hammer is taking the week off again.
No.
Because that's what he does.
But, you know, 2 weeks. 3 weeks. What have you been playing, buddy?
We're back.
The Dinosaur Story every fucking time. It's really a reference no one gets.
I mean, actually, you know what?
All of our five listeners that will get it 100%.
They're just like,
God damn it. Yeah, exactly. They have the same distinction of just, ugh, and disdain, not distinction.
I got your joke.
Which one?
Joke. Your back joke.
It's going to put a brain drain on that one. We haven't watched Dinosaurs, but we're back in a long time. Have you?
No.
Oh, okay, good. That's fine. That's a deep cut, then.
That's a very deep cut. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and get into the episode, not talking about Dinosaurs, We're Back, the animated classic from 1992.
You know, the sad part is you say it with such conviction, I can't tell if you're right, which I assume you probably are.
I know it's early 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 92 specifically, but I do know it's early 90s.
God damn.
Football looks so good. So we're just going to go ahead and start where we kind of normally start. Hammer, what have you been playing?
I'm boring as shit, dude. I'm still playing Death Stranding. I think I'm in the third act, essentially, like the third map-ish. Still like it, still stupid. God damn that game. I feel like every time I talk about it, I have this weird, like, loving disdain for it, and it still is there. The story is still nonsensical. I think I've given up trying to totally read into it, but yeah. That's me. I also started playing more games on my Android phone again, because it can actually process games and not die midway through them. So I started playing Sentinels of the Multiverse, because I have all the cards stuff on it. So I've been playing those as single games, because you can just fuck around.
Right.
But I've realized I've never tried doing the online games, so I was going to reach out to some friends. And I know Terry has it, and I have a few other friends that are on the East Coast that have it that might try to do a virtual game or something.
That could be fun.
Yeah. What about you?
Same thing as usual. Squadrons.
Are you liking it better? Because, I mean, last time I talked to you 2 weeks ago, an eternity ago,
yeah,
you had like an hour and a half in it.
We talked about this last night with a couple friends, and everybody's like, how is it? It's like, well, it's $40, so it's it's fine. And like, everybody's kind of like, yeah, it's fine.
I really want you to say, like, how was it? It was $40. No, how was it? It was $40.
It's fine. It still feels fine.
It still feels different than Battlefront, though.
Battlefront, right? I couldn't wait to play with everybody and Brochella. And this one, I'm like, I could light the beacons, or I could paint more minis. Light the beacons, paint more minis.
So it's definitely...
I'm going to paint more minis.
Yeah.
Your
fucking minigame is on point. That damn, like, the crash speeder.
The crash speeder.
Fucking looks gorgeous.
I love that thing so much.
Is that using one of, like, the messed up molds kind of thing?
Yeah.
That is a beautiful way to use
it. I wouldn't say messed up molds, but it is one of the molds that TK made. And I just painted it up. And if you look at it with just the mold, like, you can see some air pockets and such from the resin. But it's all painted up and the underside where the mold didn't come out correctly, there's some damage, so the underside's all like crashed into the dirt, so you can't see the underside. Yeah. So it looks, I'm a fan of it.
I think it's a great way, like, even if those don't go successfully, like, you have it, like, essentially, I can think with the tanks that don't go well, you can literally do broken down war fields, and that just sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. It's on my Instagram at Taraskippy.
Like it, love it, share it.
Yeah, the guy whose tutorial I followed shared it on his story.
Aww.
Of like, look what this thing made. And I was like, hey, cool,
you're a thing.
So
Squadrons is $40.
Squadrons is $40. Cyberpunk comes out, I guess, in a few weeks. I'll grab it. Like,
yeah, I'm not really.
I think if the reviews are great, then I'll grab it. But I still need to grab, like, Ghost of Tsushima and that was like $40, and I'm, even then I was like, I think I'll wait. Well, like, and I'm in no hurry.
It's also going to get its multiplayer update, I think.
It already has it,
yeah. Did it? Yep. I about to say, I knew I saw an update come through, I just didn't know if it was a multiplayer.
Well, that, and, like, it's the last PS4 game, really. I mean, you're going to get Miles Morales, Horizon 2, God of War 2, but, like...
Do you think we're going to get those before, or they're going to reserve those for PS5? Because I really feel like...
Horizon's coming to PS4, Miles Morales is coming to PS4, but both of them I'll wait for PS5.
Yeah. Jackie was so cute. She's like, I want you to know I'm going to buy Horizon Zero Dawn 2 for our Horizon 2. And I was like, that's really sweet, honey. She's like, I'm like, so what about the PS5? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, at the time, I thought it was only on PS5. And she got so impressed. She's like, it's your job to buy the systems. I just buy the games. Oh, I was like, oh, sweet. Nice job.
I mean, I get that. Like, that'll probably be what makes me buy my PS5.
If they do the buy-up system that they're kind of touting a little bit, where you buy it and you get it for both, I know that's probably not how it's going to go. That would be
well. Amazing. I mean, you do get the upgraded version for free on almost all the games, but a lot of stuff that your like some of the things your save files aren't transferring over. Like the game itself is, but you'd have to start over with your save files.
That would suck.
But I'm like, meh. Whatever. I just like. I know that I'm going to play Horizon on PS5.
I would steal that dog. I just want you to know. If it brought Chick-fil-A to me, I'd be like, well, I'm stealing the dog. It's great.
I mean, if it's bringing me Chick-fil-A, why don't it bring me something good?
See what you did there.
Oh, man. So that's Squadrons a little bit. And then a little bit of... Assassin's Creed again. Assassin's Creed, I'm like, all right.
Are you bored to the point of done with it?
Of Assassin's Creed? Or
yeah.
Almost.
Because of the fact
I'm almost at the point of like, yes, it's Assassin's Creed, so I got it for $20, and I'm like, I almost feel like I spent my $20 on this.
And it doesn't matter. There's Tubi, by the way.
And I'm like, it's Assassin's Creed. I don't understand the love for it. Love, like, it's this whole new thing. It's Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
It's weird that, like, when Far Cry comes out, I'm like, yes, bitch, I can't get enough of Far Cry, and I fucking get into it. But, like, I can't get into this. I'm like, it's fine. I don't understand the massive amount of love for it, though.
I'm trying to think, like, the last...
Of Us?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that's probably where I'll go. Hopefully by next week, I'll try to talk to Terry and see if he wants to set up a time, because I really want to try out the multiplayer on Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, okay.
And I know he has it too, and I'm pretty sure he beat it. But I want to play that, and then I want to go back to Last of Us again. I really should go play Uncharted, since I own all of the games now, except for The Lost Legacy, because of, like, PlayStation Plus.
Right.
I just haven't, I'd rather go to Last of Us than play Uncharted. Is that bad?
I mean, they're different games though.
They are. I never got past.
Like, I get it. But I mean, you've played, Tomb Raider, and Tomb Raider is very similar.
Yeah.
So like, I get it.
Tomb Raider is so good.
Yes. Tomb Raider is very good.
I really wish they'd make a third game.
I mean, it's taken them a long time. I think at this point, we're not going to see a third one.
You know,
I guess the sales of two just wasn't good enough.
Maybe it's better just to have the two than to have a bad third one, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll never know.
Exactly.
All right, so what we're going to go ahead and do is get into this week's streaming review.
That I actually watched.
Which was brought to us by me.
Yep.
For this week's review, a month ago's review at this point, we were going to watch the remake of Child's Play.
Yeah.
Of the killer doll.
Yes.
From outer space. But he's not from outer space.
Oh, he wasn't from outer space. He was just like a possessed serial killer, wasn't he?
In the original, he was a possessed serial killer.
And this one, he's just the T-1000. So but he's the T-1.
And this one, he's a programmed doll that... The dude then kills himself after he,
I mean, basically, he's like, fuck, the guy's like, hey, you're out of this, and he basically removes all the safety protocols and shit, and then he kills himself.
Yeah. All right, cool. Mark Hamill plays Chucky this time around. I think he was a little too much Joker in this for me.
I couldn't really tell it was Mark Hamill until when in the end, because he doesn't talk. When he's singing? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when it really felt like him.
Yep.
I didn't get Joker, but I understand because of, like, the maniacal part, maybe.
Right.
It was okay. I didn't really... I don't know. Mark Hamill didn't really bring anything or take anything away from me for this. Like, it wasn't, like, he wasn't an attraction to this for me.
No. I mean, like, he was fine. It was just, I don't know. It's hard to picture him as a killer clown without being the killer clown. And yeah. I know he wasn't the clown, but, like, it was just... Especially at the end when he started singing, I had flashbacks of Arkham Asylum. Okay. Real bad.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a doll that goes on a killing spree because he wants to be this little boy's best friend.
And they essentially, the kids essentially teach him how to be. Like, they watch horror movies, show other stuff.
Right,
like
right, right.
They even show him, like, hey, say this is for Tupac and stuff like that. But essentially, it's the kids teaching a machine how to kill.
Yes.
And then just the machine not
killing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah. This isn't a good movie, but it's also a doll killing movie. The first Child's Play is not a good movie.
No.
But
no,
it's a cheesy doll killing movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. It's just a, I mean, it's a horror movie of a doll killing people. And if you're looking for more, then you're already barking up the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for what it is, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not great. I'm not going to recommend you watch it unless you want to see that specific horror movie.
But, I mean, is this really, like, a... Would you say this is, like, a movie for Chucky fans? Because I don't feel like it is. I feel like it's taking the Chucky idea and then running with it, but I don't think this is something that, like, anyone who's seen the numerous Chuckies and the Brides of Chucky mm-hmm. and all these other things like that, I don't... This movie's not, in my opinion, it's not made for those people.
I don't think so, because it didn't have... The cheesy comedy.
It didn't have the cheesy comedy. It also didn't have the hokey concept of, like, how he becomes that way. Like, it's a very practical way that's trying to make more of a social commentary on our current lives and how we have, like, Alexas and all that shit.
Right, right, right.
It's very much, like, again, social commentary versus, hey, we got the deceased soul, voodoo soul, I can't remember how it happens, of, like, a serial killer that...
He got murdered over... That murdered him in the toy store. I know he got murdered. I think it was a cop that murdered him in a toy store. I can't remember exactly, but I know he was. Anyway, yeah.
I don't remember how it happened, because I remember there was lightning. I remember that was a thing, because I remember watching. I was telling a story yesterday about how the first time I saw Child's Play is because I wanted to see Problem Child. And I was watching with my friends, and I think we went to like a video store or something like that. I want to say it was around the same time or something, but I always have these movies linked in my head. And we got Child's Play instead of Problem Child, and one, you know, both of them will give me nightmares, I guess, for different reasons. That one gave me nightmares, and I was like, holy shit, because my friend and his sisters were all into horror movies. Like, Puppet Master, I would rather prefer than Child's Play, to be honest. And they're not a good movie, again. But... It was okay. It wasn't bad.
It's fine.
It made me watch it just enough.
It's not a horror movie that... If I'm recommending a horror movie, it's not a horror movie I'm recommending.
I would agree.
I would be like, all right, we'll watch it if you want one. But it's not a horror movie that I'm like, yeah, you should watch this horror movie.
Yeah, there's nothing really grabbing me for wanting to watch it again. The death scenes and stuff like that aren't that impressive. Cause, like,
there's one fun one.
Was it the
first one?
The one with the kid, the guy?
The guy.
He has, like, the what's called stuff. He gets his head chopped off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the most impressive. Every other death is like, eh, okay.
Yeah, the dude with the pipes was fine.
Yeah, I was listening to him, like, okay.
I mean, whatever. It was,
yeah.
But that was, like, the when he killed the mother, I was like, eh, all right.
This all right, man, you do.
I mean, drove her around, whatever, but I just...
Again, I agree with you. I would not go for this as saying this is a gopher one that you have to see. I wouldn't recommend this if you're a Chucky fan, because it's missing pretty much all the stuff that you would want for a Chucky movie.
Right.
Which leaves, who is the movie made for?
Ooh.
That's my thought. Like,
people don't want to see Albert Palazzo, I guess. Because, you know, she's my jam.
I mean, she's my jam and jelly, but no, not on that.
Maybe see it, maybe not. But it, like, it's hard to either way.
Yeah, I'm not going to recommend
it. Because it's a cheesy horror movie, correct, and you have to understand you're watching those. But I think there are better cheesy horror movies.
Yeah. This is not something that's going to be genuinely scary to me.
No, I would never go back to it.
No, me neither. I'm fine.
All right, so for this week's stream review, we're going to go with your suggestion
here. Yes, thank you for helping me find it, because I was having issues with my new phone and not being signed in.
We talked about wanting to watch this a decade ago.
Yeah, so we're going to watch on HBO Max, we're going to be watching Devil, which is the M. Night Shyamalan movie, which...
Produced?
I thought this was directed.
Produced.
He's in it, though, right?
I don't know. I know it's produced. I know he didn't direct it.
So... M. Night Shyamalan produced movie Devil, which is basically
trapped in an elevator,
and one of them is like apparently the devil. So, neither of us had seen it, which I'm surprised that you hadn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, on HBO Max, there's a couple other movies on there that we kept on bouncing around, and we'll see if we get to all of
this,
them.
This time was kind of difficult to find a movie to watch.
Because I want to watch, I don't just want to watch stupid.
Yeah, I want to watch a horror movie that I've wanted to watch.
Like, I do kind of want to find a movie that actually scares me wise. I will say, like, I watched The Host by myself, like, I watched it with a friend and like that, and it was actually good. There's parts of it was shitty, but, I mean, that it jumped its own shark, but if you get a chance to see The Host and you have Shudder, cool.
I keep thinking about getting Shudder, but we'll see.
I would love to pool in with a bunch of people to watch Shudder. But I have to admit,
everybody put in like $2.
Exactly. But I'm like, me watching it by myself, I'm like, nah, I'm good. But yes, you can watch that if you have any suggestions.
All right. Yeah. If you have anything you just want us to watch, a horror movie, we've got two more coming up. Let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SprightlyGunk on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kayless. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes whenever I'm actually here or doing the show with my lovely Bat. Yeah. Love you, buddy.
So
every Tuesday morning.
So we're going to start with the free shit, good shit for October, because I actually want to really kind of talk about some nerd news.
Mm-hmm.
Games of Gold, they really want you to go to Game Pass. They're like, you're getting garbage month.
I heard two conversations with this. One is... what the fuck? The other part is they actually tailored it to more Halloween themed.
Yes. Days,
which, yes, on that part, I respect.
But also, they're like, just get Game Pass.
I mean, yes, just get Game Pass.
You're getting Maid of Skur. I've never even heard of this.
No.
So I have no idea. You're getting Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy, which is an Xbox title.
Yeah.
You're getting Costume Quest, which is
a solid game.
Yeah. It's a fun little game.
Yeah.
And you're getting Slayaway Camp, The Butcher's Cut.
Again, they're all horror, October-ish themed. The only one I actually know is Costume Quest, and I own it, and it's worth it. And if you haven't played it, the game is good. But yeah, get Game Pass.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, if you have an Xbox and you don't have Game Pass... what are you doing?
It's just sitting there.
Exactly. I'm actually going to be moving because I got my new TV, I'm going to move my old TV into my room. I'm actually moving my Xbox with it so I can actually get use. And then I'll play like the actual Xbox games I have because I haven't touched them. Yeah, we will see. That is a very optimistic and very true statement.
For PlayStation Plus, you're getting Vampire and Need for Speed Payback.
The fuck?
I mean, I've heard the story of Vampire is really great, and the gameplay is horrendous. And Need for Speed Payback is Need for Speed.
Exactly,
it's the lowest rated Need for Speed though, so it's like
I don't care about Need for Speed. Cool. So it's hard. It's the same thing with sports games. Like when if they give you MLB The Show, I know that's supposedly a good game. If you were into baseball, it's the only game,
right?
But I could hard press for me to care about it. So yes,
I haven't. I have the show, obviously, because of Plus, and I haven't done anything with it. Like, I haven't. I'm just like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, we'll go ahead and get to the first news story. News story number one is COVID strikes again, and everything on WB's movie slate has been pushed back. We're not going to see The Batman until 2021. We're not going to see Shazam 2 until 2023.
Which I didn't know they had announced Shazam 2. I knew they were going to do it, but I didn't know they actually announced it.
Black Adam was postponed. Wonder Woman's still coming out in December.
It's not coming out in December. Let's be honest with ourselves. It's not.
Yeah, it's this is such a weird year.
I mean, I'm really curious to see what next year is going to be because
You can't push everything back another year. No, you can't release everything in 2021.
No, like they have to do they're going to have to stagger releases no matter what, but they can't push back another year.
They also can't hold on to these movies forever.
No, because they age. Like again,
they age, but they also need the revenue from them.
They do, because they're literally holding off. I mean, there's that whole conversation about theaters in general. It's like how...
Yeah.
We saw, was it Regal?
Regal has closed their doors permanently, which was, I guess, the second largest movie theater chain in the United States.
I was going to say, I couldn't remember how widespread they were, but I'm like, it's like one of those, if AMC goes, that's big.
I mean, AMC's been, they're hurting,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, everything is hurting without having any sort of revenue from theaters coming in. Like, the only things, I think the only ones that are kind of succeeding right now are, like, Alamo, because they can sell a lot of beer.
And they can also older movies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they can essentially do low cost.
A lot of these movies are showing Empire Strikes Back right now.
Yeah.
Because it's 40th, but it's like, really? Empire Strikes Back is what's playing in all of these theaters?
Yeah, but it's a solid business platform. Yeah. You make money off of it, you have low overhead, and then you, to your point, they'll make a lot of Mooney. They're making a lot of money on the food and everything. But yeah, I'm curious. I mean, it's the same thing with Marvel. Like, this is the longest we've gone without a Marvel movie since it first started, really. Yeah. It's interesting.
I know a lot of places are starting to slowly open up. Like, we got football on in the background, and a lot of places are starting to allow some fans in.
And then you're seeing, spikes again this past week.
And we talked about this last night, and it's horrible, and I know it's going to come out wrong, and luckily we don't have a huge mess. We don't have, Joe Rogan status.
This will be the thing that...
Right, but, it's going to get to a point of, how long before eventually the world's just like, some of you are going to die.
It's basically waiting till apathy wins. Because people are going to get to a point where their caring for one thing will overwhelm their caring for another thing. You see it just in general for us, over this year. Look at all the stuff. I've seen a bunch of people saying, if the Marvel Universe was redone as the past 2020 or something like that. It's really stupid, but it's just them, putting, names and stuff like that of the things. Like, hey, here's the Australian wildfires. I'm like, that happened. But people's caring for one thing will always be overwhelmed by something else because we have very short attention spans. And that's, eventually this will be that thing where people
for the first time since your wedding, which was in March.
Yeah.
There was a birthday party that a friend had that had, seven people there? Eight people there?
It was eight, yeah.
And they're all, already part of our circle.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that we were seeing anybody that was outside of the circle.
But still.
But it was this is the first time that I've seen this many people together. Basically, this year. And we just had a friend who literally lives across the street from me,
mm-hmm.
got married and didn't get to go to the wedding. And I'm like, cool.
They literally had, I think, four, because I remember I heard about it and I was like, okay. And I knew they went somewhere. I knew there was maybe a handful of family and that was it. And it was a judge wedding, just going down the Justice of Peace kind of thing. But yeah, I'm very... People only have so much patience. And I saw a really interesting interview stuff with, because Fauci is going to be on 60 Minutes, I think, this week. And he's just like, someone's like, hey, do you think another lockdown is a question? He's like, no, I think people are done with it. He's like, you expecting people to follow along more than anything. He's like, doesn't matter what I think is right. He's like, I'm thinking what is practical.
Yeah, no,
he's
no.
Like, people won't.
They won't go for another lockdown.
He's like, it doesn't matter if you think it's the right choice. He's like, people won't do it.
Right.
And he's like, that invalidates your response right there. And I was like, oh, shit. Because it's true.
You know, the people will not go for another lockdown. And, I mean, we are still... We're, like, half lockdown right now still. So, another lockdown of, like... It would be different if they were like, look, lockdown, 2 weeks, and everything... Like, it's over with?
Yeah.
People would go for that. But if they're, like, lockdown for...
However long.
We don't know how long. And we don't know how until you can go... Like, we don't know.
Yeah, which is true. It's
kind of like, cool, you're mm-hmm. driving me insane.
Mm-hmm. And then also, like, the point of, like, how that's gonna shape businesses, it's going to shape mm-hmm. futures just in general. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's going to change. So, yeah.
Talking about businesses, like, the new story number two.
Yeah.
Fan Expo Dallas, the Comic-Con in Dallas, which is in May, has already been postponed to September.
I think, like, it's...
God.
When you have...
I can't do 2 years without a convention.
I mean, I don't think conventions can do 2 years without a convention.
Yeah, but, like...
But, that, like, how do you do one?
Well, we just had Mad Monster last weekend, or this weekend.
I totally forgot that was a thing, right?
And I know that they capped attendance, which is what you're going to have to do. And I think they...
Anyways, but...
I mean, yes. Maybe we'll get something good out of this, of, like, capping attendance, especially to places like Disneyland, which would be great. Because there's, I mean,
I think it's
at least 200,000 people in Disneyland yeah. every day.
Well, it's talking about sustainable practices in general. Like, then you have to figure out, like, well, how do you keep it so that it's not people monopolizing it or stuff like that? So it's
right.
Because you can't have it be, like, you cap attendance, and then you have things like San Diego Comic-Con where it's, like, good fucking luck getting in there. Because at that point, you're like, well...
Well, and especially, like, Disneyland of, like...
Yeah. If you have...
You have the pass holders. Yeah. You probably have more pass holders than they would allow in a daily attendance. Probably. So, like... And you only allow a certain amount of pass holders, and then they're like, well, how do you determine who gets...
Exactly.
It's going to be interesting to see how the world works.
I mean, there's stuff that we've... I mean, the honest... solution is there's just stuff we've been doing that hasn't been sustainable and now it's going to get challenged.
Yes, but like don't take my recreation away from me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw, what is it, New York Comic Con was what, 2 weeks ago
ish.
Yeah, I mean they went on as and they did like their virtual thing like yeah. that, and they're like, we're trying, literally I heard listening, it was on NPR, and I was actually really kind of fascinated just listening to some of the coordinators talking about a lot of the challenges and stuff, but their thought is, we can't not do it. We know this isn't perfect, but if we don't start trying to do something now and just wait for things, right. we'll fall away.
If you don't troubleshoot, if you don't experiment, and you yeah. know, we've been talking for years of how San Diego should sell
yep.
tickets to
virtually to Hall their stuff. H. Yeah.
Well, they did that this year, I think, but you didn't have Hall H, yeah. so like it doesn't get to be a 1-to-1.
No, it's not
equivalency.
Perfect.
You know, you're not like buying tickets to Hall H. You're just kind of seeing random panels, which again, I think that's way more revenue than they think about. I saw an article of,
it's uncapped at that point.
Yeah, I saw an article of somebody, one of the Broadway plays made X amount of, like, went gangbusters because they streamed it.
Yeah,
and they were like, we didn't expect this. And people were like, you have it behind it, essentially this paywall that 90% of people that want to watch your stuff can't ever see it. Because you have to go to New York and you have to get the tickets. But they're like, but if you stream it, $20, you have the ability to watch something. You watch a Broadway play.
I think there's a good happy medium eventually down the line for it. Because it's the same thing I look at, like, work from home bullshit. People are, it's challenging old concepts. Like, oh, this won't work. I'm like, well, it will work. You just yeah. have to have good things in place. But with that, I'm like, I understand where, like, the city probably doesn't want that. Because they love the tourists. They love the people coming.
Yeah.
But they have to stem it. I'm like, there's a way you can have both. Again, that's that whole, why not both? You just got to figure out smart ways to do it. Because people will still pay for the fucking premium to be there. That's true.
Yeah. You know that. Yeah. I mean, if I had, it's just like streaming movies.
Yeah.
If I'm paying $20 to watch it at home or $20 to watch it in the theater, I'd rather go to the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm watching $20 to see in the theater or $30 to see it at home, I'm like, why would I pay this?
Yeah.
Why would I pay more than I would pay to watch in the theater?
Well, that, and like if you're doing the AMC pass thing, it was like $20
yeah.
for as many movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, I don't. And people are like, well, what about family? So I was like, yeah, I get that. Family is total. But what if it's just me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the upside is I can pee whenever I want and not have to worry about missing
it. I know that is kind of an upside. Like,
and it's a big upside.
That's it. That's big.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. News story number three is going to tie into news story number four. So news story number three, Benedict Cumberbatch or Bendersnatch will Cumbersnitch.
Yeah, I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
Has been signed on to be in Spider-Man 3.
Which
ties into news story number four. It looks like we're getting a multiverse because Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are back.
I'm so in.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And it makes sense with Doctor Strange's was what? The Nightmares of the Multiverse.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. So, like, they're opening that stuff up. And to have all three Spider-Men, because you got Jamie Foxx was coming back as Electro. Yeah.
That sounds
fucking
amazing.
Dude.
Like, it sounds really fucking cool.
Molina's going to come back. You know Molina has to come back.
Molina.
Doc Ock.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure, like, I can't remember that. I was like,
no, you know,
there's a female Doc Ock.
No, Alfred Molina, you know he's going to have to come back.
I mean,
Willem Dafoe? There's talk about the dude with the crazy eyes who was Hobgoblin in Amazing Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield's best friend.
Yeah.
Who looks like, holy shit. This has me super excited.
That's what you did there.
Amazingly excited.
It's spectacular, even. I'm very excited about the idea of it just happening because seeing Into the Spider-Verse, honestly, was something that I don't think anyone realized how amazing it was going to be until we see it. And it's not just the art style. The art style is fucking fantastic in that movie. But it was the idea of seeing a big world and playing with it in such a fun way.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, they gave him a toolbox and say, or a toy box and say, play with it. The idea that we get to see people that we've grown up through seeing the Spider-Men, that is going to be fun.
Well, and you won't have to reintroduce them like you did with Into the Spider-Verse. You had to pretty much reintroduce it because, like, who the fuck is Spider-Pig and who's
and for them,
big hero Spider-Man?
They get a chance to basically reinvigorate those old movies and saying, hey, if you want to know more, go watch the old fucking movies. And they're like, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Yeah. But for us, I'm like, you said it before, like I think it was last time or the time before, about each of them has a different Peter Parker. Each of them has a different Spider-Man. Like, each of them has their own different strengths and stuff like that. Seeing all three of them, I can't fucking wait for them to play with that. If they do it well.
If they do it well, it'll be interesting just to see how you get that out of a two-hour movie.
I don't fucking know.
Like,
I mean, they would honestly, if they do it, they'd probably push 2.5.
Or do you split it into two?
It depends on, I mean...
to get more Spider-Man movies.
If Sony will allow it, which...
Why would they not?
then yes. If they'll expect the license, because I figured 3 was it.
Yeah, I did too. But
I don't know, man. Like, that would be pretty fucking amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, what?
Cool.
No, I'm super excited for that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
In 2028, whenever we can go outside again.
Let's be honest.
And watch movies.
Let's be optimistic.
And, like, that's one of those movies that I will not watch at home.
I mean, even, like, Black Widow,
which none of us are not. Thousands of dollars on my home theater system.
And I'm on my way.
But I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful. Goddamn, I want it to be good. And I also just want to be able to see it. Again, I was going to say Black Widow, which neither of us are, like, super excited about.
No.
But I would still rather see that in... It's a spectacle movie. I'd want to see that in theaters.
Yeah.
If they still exist.
News story number five, which I'm super, super stoked for because I almost pulled the trigger on the Blu-ray. We're getting the Lord of the Rings 4K in December. Also, The Hobbit 4K, but who cares? The Lord of the Rings 4K.
Is what I want.
Yep. The extended editions.
Which is, again, what I want.
Yep.
That was my first question. I'm like, hold up. And you're like, no, it is. Don't worry. I'm like, oh, thank God.
So you get both of them as trilogies, and then in 2021, which I don't know why they're doing this, there's basically the Lord of the Rings box set, which comes with all six movies and blah, blah, blah. But I can't wait.
The collector in me is like, you should get all of them. But no. The realistic me, I just want the three.
I don't think I could go back to watch the Hobbit movies.
I have. It's not great.
Yeah, they're not. They weren't enjoyable the first time, so why would I go back?
I would like it if they like cut all three into one movie and kept it under 3 hours. I think that'd be awesome.
Or just, you know, not. Yeah. Just leave it with the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
Because those are really good, and I can't wait to... I cannot wait to watch those in 4K and Atmos and... Oh.
I need to get a new sound system now.
I mean, you do. I can help you with that.
I think I have to get a new fridge first. I think that was the agreement.
Yeah, a new fridge is very important.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, I'll get the cold shoulder and it'll be bad.
No, but we can totally get you set up with a good sound system.
Was that your last story? Because I have one.
You do?
Yes. So Sony is not delisting, but they're changing the interface for their web store that will remove Vita.
Oh, yeah.
And PS3 titles. The only way you'll do it
and is... PSP.
Through, and PSP, thank you. Mm-hmm. The only way you'll actually be able to get them is by going through the actual stores on those systems, essentially. Yes. Which, not surprising, but it's that high idea we've talked about before. I'm like, my only concern is the Vita one, because I still have a Vita. And I have the ideas that I want to play it down in the future, but I'm never going to buy another video card for or web card for it or memory stick because they were dumb and didn't make a SD compliant. But again, that whole signaling of it kind of like end of an era.
They're trying to kill that thing.
Oh, yeah. They're trying hard.
They're trying. But like you can still get it through the web store. So it seems from what I could gather from this, it looks like there's a very big rework of the PSN for PS4 and PS5.
And I'm excited for the
PS5. Yeah, because PSN's a fucking garbage dumpster fire.
So if it does a huge rework and it makes it so that PS5 is better, I'm okay with them getting around PS... Again, I'm never going to go back to my PS3 at this point. Any of the games that I really would want to go back to, I have.
I mean, I'm like, whatever. I've never used the web store. I don't think.
It's fucking terrible.
To purchase a game.
I have. I've used it pretty frequently. I use it through the app, though.
Yeah.
Whenever I see deals and stuff like that, and I'd buy stuff, but I haven't done it for Vita, and I haven't done it for PS3. I've done it for PS4 quite a lot. So it shouldn't affect that. It's just, yeah. I saw it, I was like, oh. But then my thought is, when's the last time I've actually even looked at my Vita?
Yep.
And the answer is quite a long time ago.
In fact, my Vita's on my dresser in my bedroom right now. And I was in there, and I looked over and was like, oh, there you are. And it's been there long enough to have dust on it. And I'm just like, huh. I remember when I really wanted you.
Yeah, mine's in my entertainment cabinet, the right-hand drawer in the bottom. Not in its case. So, yeah. That was the last story that I had. I saw it and I was like, oh. Then it didn't really impact at all.
No. If I'm buying something, I'll just buy something off of the PS3 store if I need to, or the Vita store, even though I'm not a fan of how they work. But
I mean, the only game I kind of wanted was Golden, Golden's now on PC, and I could use my Xbox controller, which I like better than the PSP, a PS3 controller and PS4 controller.
The only thing I've thought about is I've thought about grabbing Golden because it's mobile, you know?
Yeah, that's the reason why, and it's
kind of... And I can lay down on the bed and just play, or I can play anywhere I want to, really.
The problem with it that always comes back to me is the fact that I've played Persona 5, and it's hard for me to imagine taking that on the go sometimes, mm-hmm. because I really like sitting down, so I don't know if that even makes much of a difference. If it's all for $5, I'd buy it. But it will never go to $5. It is one of the highest selling games on the Vita.
That's like Division 1, when it was $3, it's like, well, I gotta buy this, even if it's not good. If it's $3, I just have to.
You're like, why the fuck not?
That's some marketing, though.
For what?
Division was just like, this game is $3.
Yeah, it's a good fucking...
It's kind of like, alright.
It's like, no other games are coming out this year, so don't worry about it after a certain point. I'm... The outside, we really don't have any other games coming out, do we?
Not really. Like, Cyberpunk's going to be the last big hurrah for this generation.
I don't really care about it.
I am interested. That's as far as I'm interested. That if it has some really great reviews, I'm picking it up. But I have... The funny thing is, I have Witcher, and I was like, this game is great.
I have Witcher 3.
I'm just not playing it. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I turn it on once.
It's great.
Yeah, it looks...
It is great. But I'm like, I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, that was my problem,
because
too.
It's like 100 hours, and I'm like, I bought Persona 5.
I want to get
Royal. And I haven't done anything with it.
My thought is that I'm going to wait till...
I bought Doom. I haven't done anything.
Really? I do want to play
2016,
Doom.
But
I still want to play... I want to play Doom 2016.
Like, I have so many games that I've purchased that I've just haven't really gotten into, that, like, when it comes to PS5, my thought process is, well, sure, if there's something great, but I don't need it until... Like, I don't need either of them until Fable or Horizon, essentially.
Yeah, I don't need either of them until, it at the bare minimum, next Black Friday. Which, I mean, I'm curious to see what Black Friday is going to look like for this year. That'll be interesting.
I mean, well, you already have Black Friday started already.
Yeah, with Prime Day and stuff like that.
Yeah, and some places, like Best Buy, has done ads for their Black Friday stuff. And
which, I actually like this better.
Yeah.
It's better than doing the crazy clusterfuckiness kind of stuff. Like, I do not miss the campouts. As a... I know you've done retail, obviously.
Yo, dude. Black Friday was the fucking worst.
I don't miss it at all.
I hated it. I mean, people would show up at like 3 p.m. You know, that TV you had for $4, do you still have it?
No.
Why the fuck not? Oh, I don't know. It was $4.
Do you see all those footprints on that person right out there? Those are the people that got the TV. Jeez. Fuck that noise.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by me. And I want to know, what is a game that you own that you will not trade in?
Mm-hmm.
What's your answer, buddy?
Lunar One.
Oh.
Silver Star Story.
On the PS1.
I have actually both that and two, and I got the collector's editions back when EB Games was a thing.
Yeah.
And they're these ungodly box set things that I love to death, and I can't tell you how much I love it, but I will never trade those fucking games in. I will trade in every other game I have, but those are probably the PlayStation 1 games I will never get rid of.
I mean, that's a good... Good answer, good reason, because they're hard to find.
And they're good classic RPGs, and they're pretty. I'm sure not as much today's standards, but what about you, Bam?
So mine is the Final Fantasy Collection. The one with
Chrono Trigger. Really?
And
it's a Final Fantasy
2? It's on PS1.
Yeah.
But Chrono Trigger is my favorite game ever.
Yeah. But the PS1 is not a good version of it, right?
No.
That's the thing I was surprised about. I'm like, huh.
Yeah. No.
Like, the DS1 is actually...
The DS1 is the best version of
it. Which is fucked up.
I mean, my DS is just sitting there like, hello, touch me. And I'm like, no.
No. Touch me on the top screen. I don't care. I won't feel it, but you can touch me.
So is my Super Nintendo Classic. So, like...
I know. It's the funny thing is,
because I have so many fucking minis to paint, goddammit. I didn't have so many minis to paint.
Oh, man, that's not my excuse. I got so much Star Trek to watch.
It's seriously. All
I did finish Enterprise again, and then I started watching Discovery, and I like it. And
so you watched Enterprise again?
I did. Because it was my go-to-sleep show. Like, I would put something in the background and low things. I'm like, I've seen it a bunch of times, and then I started burning through it again. And now I actually have Discovery I'm actually actively watching, and then I have Voyager going in the background, because I've seen it enough and I know that I'm not going to miss anything, like, except for the beginning part.
Nope.
And then, like, skips, like the end of the season.
3 episodes you need to watch a season for Voyager.
Which is kind of nice, so I can put it in the background. If you're actively watching it, it's terrible, but if you're doing it as a sleep thing, it's great.
Have you watched Picard?
No, that's after Discovery. I was going to watch Picard, because Discovery has 1 and 2, and then they also have Lower Decks. And I heard them talking about Boldly Go, which is going to be the Enterprise, essentially, because they do a crossover in Discovery. I spoiled that part of myself, where they actually have not Picard, but I want to say, or not Kirk, but Pike.
Oh, okay.
And I think Spock's in there. They mentioned him in the first season of Discovery. They mentioned Spock. So I think Boldigo is where they're going to eventually do, like, the way to slide in the original series, but new tweaks and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Discovery. The biggest thing for me to get over is how the Klingons look. Like, they look totally different, and it bugged the shit out of me at first. And second, third round, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I love the way it looks, and I love the feel of it. So, TV. It's so pretty. It's very pretty. And then every now and then, I've come out, and I've looked at it, and I'm like, you're so pretty. The damn opening video of it, just like, hey, welcome to your new TV. I'm like, well. It reminded me of the openings of, like, the PlayStations and stuff like that, which, you know, Sony, so that makes sense.
No, I'm so excited that you have a new TV. You've had that TV as long as I've had my relationship with my wife.
Oh my god, really?
I mean, pretty much.
Close to a decade?
I mean, I've been with her for 13 years.
Okay, so I've had it.
When you were at your parents' house.
I had it when I was, fuck. I thought, I always been saying it's been a decade. Has it been longer?
It's been at least a decade.
Yeah, it's been at least a decade. And the TV still works.
So but you had it when you were at your parents' house.
I do. I remember getting it. In fact, there's a picture of me hugging my TV when I brought it home. I remember
you getting it. Because I was like, dude, this is amazing TV.
It's so pretty. I remember watching Avatar on it the first time. Jesus Christ, it dates this thing.
You're not talking Avatar The Last Airbender.
No. I'm talking Avatar the Kirk Cameron. That would be all about Jesus. Oh,
God.
Have you seen him talk? Like, I actually, someone brought up the whole thing about him talking about the banana and how that talks about creationism. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to get into too much. It is all about dicks. And it is fantastic. He's something else. But I remember I had the 120 hertz and I had to turn it off because it actually hurt my eyes to watch Avatar. I was like, this is painful to watch. But it's the first time I remember seeing HD for non-HD, and I could see all the pores on Johnny Depp's skin from, like, one of the Pirates movies, and was at a Fry's Electronics. I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. I'm so excited you have a new TV. Like, I want you to play games now.
I need to go in, like,
so you'd be like, oh, this is what I was missing.
I was playing a bit of Death Stranding, which it is a pretty game. It's running on the same engine as Horizon is.
Yeah, it's on the Decima system.
But I need to go and tweak a few things because it still, I was like, it looks good.
I mean, you haven't changed any of your settings or anything, so it's, yeah.
No. So I need to go tweak it a bit. But I'm just excited because it's a bigger screen that looks pretty, and can't wait to mount it and not have it sit on top of a thing, and then wait for that inevitable empty space to be filled with stuff, because that's what happens with flat spaces in my house. Or with any house, I guess. But yes, I'm very excited. Thank you for helping partner with me on that, too.
I'm glad that we were able to peer pressure you into buying that TV.
It was the right price, and I was
stupid. It was a great price.
It was. But I had this
stupid thing about, I sent it to Sarah, and she almost bought it.
Did she really?
Because we need a new TV for the living room, yeah.
Really? What's wrong with that one?
It's, I think it messed up when we moved.
Oh.
So it's, like, blue tinted.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's out of warranty.
It's
and stuff.
Real bad. It's real bad.
I haven't watched anything on that recently with you guys, so I have no idea. But yeah, I thought 65 inch would be too small. In fact, I had this idea of wanting it at 75 or 80 inch, and I'm sure I could have gone for it. That would have taken up an entire wall. Now that I look at my 65, I'm like, you know, it's probably not a bad thing I didn't go bigger.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would have, but then there's an extra grand and I was like, fuck that noise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was buying mine, I almost went with the 75.
Yeah.
But that was like an extra grand, and I could have gotten away with it, but I couldn't justify the cost.
Yeah.
Versus the size.
That is literally the conversation I had with my own head. I'm like, I'm too much of a deal person that this is not. No. No bueno. But yeah, I'm excited. And I'll be poking for more tips and stuff like that, because I need to go ahead and...
Yeah, you need to update it, or you need to get it color calibrated for whatever your vision is.
Yeah.
And make sure that it's differently calibrated for TV and games and movies and...
Whew. Yeah. So much. And then eventually get a new... I almost thought about just getting a soundbar because I'm lazy and our house isn't really set up perfectly for... I want a 7.1 so bad, and it's not set up for that. But oh well.
I mean, we can get you set up for an Atmos.
Isn't Atmos 7.1 though?
7.2.4.
What's the 7.2? Because I know, like, the different
two speakers. Subs.
Oh.
And then four overhead.
Front and back? For the subs?
I mean, depending on where you want to put them, but but it's two subs. I need to get my other sub, and I need to get my two other speakers.
Because like that's 7 point. That's one per.
Okay. Yeah, it is. I bought an Atmos.
Good Lord.
Receiver, and then like
so bad.
I stopped upgrading.
I was gonna say like you.
I still have my full implants for my two ceiling, and I still need to get my other sub, and I just kind of stopped.
Well, it's expensive. Speakers are not cheap. So like I thought TVs were cheap. Then I looked at sound systems. They're easily as if not more expensive. I mean,
those are $1,000 a piece.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, I had dreams. They're gone now. I'm gonna go to the fucking soundbar. But yeah, it's exciting. You know what? Pod question. Totally sidetracked. So for next week, I wanted to know
for this week's pod question.
Yes, for this week's pod question. I want to know, what is your favorite horror movies franchise?
Okay. Do you want me to just give myself your favorite?
I think I know what yours is already off the bat, but I want to see what it is. But yes.
That's fine.
So franchise, obviously, it has to have more than one movie. That's pretty much all I can think of that there's qualifiers for franchise. So one-offs, unfortunately, like Tucker and Dale don't work. Event Horizon doesn't work unless they actually do another one, which they never will. They'll do the TV show, which I'm curious about.
Man, I almost think that I'm changing my... Anyway, let us know your answers at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SprinklesEek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Craig and Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes. And I almost said the third one, but...
I almost said Stitcher, didn't you?
Yeah, no. Well, no.
They don't like us.
No, fuck them. Every Tuesday morning when I'm actually participating in the podcast, because I am a terrible pod host.
Yeah.
I do have another vacation come up beginning of November, so.
But maybe this time there'll be some pre-notice so we can record two episodes like we did before.
I was going to say, in my own defense, I literally took no days off for like 4 months, and then I was like, oh, this is what this feels like. This is terrible.
My November vacations have been canceled.
But you're still keeping the time off, right?
No, I got canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, by you? Because I know what that is. I actually found it, and I was like, oh, I already have this time off. Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Somebody else needed... So, a coworker had a wedding that she was already going to in the Bahamas.
Oh.
So, she left Saturday morning. Unfortunately, company policy is she has to quarantine for 14 days when she comes back. So it would overlap when the time I already had my vacation, and since I'm not going anywhere, fine.
Oh, that sucks.
So I guess I'll just have more time. Time rolls over. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's not a use it or lose it. So
see, mine is use it or lose it. Yeah. Like if I don't, I'm like fuck.
I think I have like 130 hours of vacation that's just gonna roll over. So it's like whatever. And I've been there for 13 years, so I get...
A lot.
I get a lot, yeah. I think I get 5 weeks a year.
Next year, I will get another week, and I think that'll be bring me close to... bringing me close to either you or just a little bit over, I think. But yeah, like, I'm thinking I might lose out on 40 hours maybe this year. I'm trying to find ways to use it. Because every time
take a Friday off.
No, but every time I take a day off like that, like, and I've done this a lot... It leaves me like literally 2 to 3 days to catch up. So I'm trying to plan that out coordinated ish well. So whatever. When shit's not happening. Yeah, I know. I would like to say that. I was literally having an in-depth conversation with one of my friends about conversations about jobs that you don't feel guilty about going on vacation for. I was like, maybe it's time to start looking.
Oh.
Just in company wise. I'm like, it's maybe a good time to do a position change. Who knows? Anyways, that's enough of our in-depth real-life talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode... Damn it, I even just looked it up. 373.
373.
God damn. Spreng and Zinke. Sober Spreng and Zinke. I'm Matt.
And I'm Harry.
And embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Hi. we were in here, the door was shut, and we were recording.
Why are you recording?
We are recording. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What are you
recording? It's a podcast. We'll see if you actually cut that out or not.
I don't know. I mean, I already dropped the phone once, so if I remember to cut that part out, too.
Yeah, built.